Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, I want you to take a listen to singer Chapel Roan. She appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast recently.
All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I actually don't know anyone who's like happy and has children at this age. Anyone who has like light in their eyes, anyone who has slept.
In hell seems now maybe a little extreme, but I do wonder, like she says, are people who have children a little bit miserable? Is it the kind of thing, though, that you'd admit? 1800 453 106 is the number. Katie Mack from the Opinions Matter podcast is with me on the line. Does that resonate at all with you, Katie?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Yeah, it does. Now, like, don't get me wrong, I would never change my kids, but it is without a doubt the most difficult job in the world. And nothing prepares you for it. Nothing. People tell you your life is going to change when you have kids, you know, and you're kind of like, how much is going to change? Oh, my God.
Really? Totally underestimate.
I was like, now, in saying that, mothering and parenting is, to me, it's my greatest role. Do you know what I mean? I do love it. But there are moments where, like any mother listening now, and possibly fathers as well listening, where you just want to lock yourself in a room and just like sit there for an hour in peace and just not have anyone needing you for a little while. It's very hard. I mean, they constantly need something. They're fighting, you know, they want to be out doing stuff. You take them out for the day, they come home, "Mom, I'm bored, what are we going to do now?" It's nothing prepares you. But I think kind of her saying like dead behind the eyes, or was that what she said?
Yeah, the people are living, well, that's just a short bit of what we played, but yeah. Basically people are living in hell and they're miserable. And
no, I would say 99.9% of people who have kids, even in the height of the hard times and when they're being most difficult, still would never regret or change their decisions. And even people who have kids kind of unexpectedly, they have surprise babies. People who say they never want kids, I've heard of this happen, and they have their kids and then, you know, they can't imagine their lives without their kids.
Yeah.
But that's not to take away from how difficult it is. It's a full-time job.
Do you know, it's interesting though, Katie, and I appreciate you being honest about it in your experience, because you so rarely actually hear people with children, you know, really talk. Well, particularly, I suppose, maybe not many want to do it in the national airwaves, but talk about the difficulties and actually how hard it can be. Like, yeah, I have friends who'll admit with a few glasses of wine in them, you know, quietly, that how difficult it is and pine at times for their own life and the way things were. But you don't hear people talk about the difficulties that come with it.
I think there's a shame for a lot of people to admit that sometimes parenting is very difficult. I think people don't like to say it because they feel guilty, but parenting is difficult. I mean, you're responsible for these little humans for everything. They need you for everything. It is the most difficult job in the world. Like, I go to work in the mornings and I can sit there with a hot coffee. But if I'm off and I'm doing the school runs and, you know, getting the kids ready, that my stress levels are way higher. Because there's so much going on. You're a mother, you're a referee, you're a chef, you're a chauffeur, you know, you're not like, there's 100 different roles that come under the mammy role and the daddy role. And I think it's sad that maybe sometimes if people can't say, yeah, parenting is hard, because, you know, for all the, you know, the hardship and that comes with parenting, there's also the amazing moments, like when, you know, your kid comes home with the student of the week certificate, or, you know, so for every bit of hard, you know, as hard as it can be, like, there's way more moments that counteract that those hard moments. So I don't agree with the audio, really.
Yeah.
Because also, if you don't have children, it's, how can you say?
Sure, like, it's so hard to know.
This woman,
exactly,
I'm assuming, doesn't have children. So she doesn't know a mother's love, you know? And if you don't, you never understand the love you can have for kids until you have your own kids. It's impossible.
There's a listener here who says, having young children isn't hell. Having teenagers is, though. They should come with a government health warning. Bring back the toddler years, says this texter.
Amy, no, they're not bringing back the toddler years.
No.
They're savages.
Really? you're yet to get to teenagers, aren't you, Katie?
Oh, no, I don't have teenagers. No, you're... But like people say about the newborns, you know, newborns are hard and they don't sleep. Oh, my God. I find that the older they get, definitely, as they are more independent and they build their own characters and they want what they want, I think it gets harder as they get older. I'm like, the newborn stage was the easy stage.
Amy Shanahan is with us. Amy's the owner of Amy Michelle Hairdressing in Cork City. Do you notice this among your friends, Amy?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Do you know what? Now, I don't agree with what she was saying. I mean, I just think, isn't it human nature that we have a little bit more of a whinge than talk about the good things, you know? I think people are allowed to vent kind of their frustrations and that. I get a lot of it because I don't have children, so I think my friends are quite comfortable in saying it to me, you know, how hard parenthood is. I do think amongst moms, though, I think there is a lot of shame, parents in general, sorry, not just moms, dads do. I think there's a lot of shame that if you do complain, it is kind of taken in a bad way. And I think that's where Chapel Roan kind of is. Like, I don't think it's something that she should be, I suppose, hugely commenting on. I don't think any parents are miserable, as Casey was saying. It's all the lovely things that come in as well are amazing. But I think the whinges on us, people do like to focus on the negative. But that's with everything. That's not just with children either, you know?
I imagine that people probably are reluctant to, you know, maybe at any point express their views on this, because they probably feel there's a real kind of a judgmental air about it.
There is, like, it's kind of, do you know what, no, because you don't, like, I suppose me as not having children, I don't know what it's like to have kids, so I don't want to upset anybody with my views, but I think people that have children also don't understand what it's like as a grown woman not wanting to have children either. But I do think, like her friends probably came to her and spoke about how hard it was, you know, especially when they're small. And she kind of, I brought it up online and she probably shouldn't have, so I don't know, will her friends appreciate what she was saying afterwards, you know?
Yeah, it probably is. I was actually thinking about that this morning, you know, for friends that have children, it's probably a little unkind to hear that.
I think so. Like, her friends obviously went to her in confidence and spoke about it. And like, most of my friends have children, my sister has children. Like, I've heard the good things and the bad things, but I think just to focus on the negative on such a big podcast like that was a little bit uncalled for.
Texter here says, I see so many noisy, badly behaved children who are out of control. It's like their parents have given up. They can't control them. They don't even hear them. It's often in a cafe or a restaurant when it's clear the child should be in the playground. It's the best contraceptive ever. I'm never having kids, as this listener. Another texter tells me that my wife and I had the best life. Now, trying to do everything is a logistical nightmare. You lose the will to live. I love the little terrorists, but that's what they are. I dream of sleep. Actually, that's a lie, because you have to get sleep to be able to dream. 10 minutes this morning arguing with a 3-year-old because my shoes were not okay and we couldn't get the car to bring her to, couldn't get her into the car to bring her to preschool. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Just one final text for the moment. Joe in Kildare tells me, what you're talking about, there is the early years, which are of course the most difficult. But once those difficult years are done, it's great to see them grow into confident, caring and beautiful humans. It's the greatest privilege to be a parent, and we shouldn't be so selfish and so self-indulged.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.